2 Timothy chapter 1. So, preacher, we're going a little bit long. Well, we ain't got to worry about church tonight, so don't worry about it.
That's right.
2 Timothy chapter 1, when you get there, let's stand. Look at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. Paul is writing a letter here to Timothy, and this is just an introduction. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Now listen to this. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you've already done this morning. Thank you, God, for what's moving in the service. And, God, we can just feel your presence. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you just help us as we try to preach. God, I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts, encourage mothers today, God. And we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while, and I thought about this this morning as I always let our sound booth know what I'm going to preach unless the Lord changes my mind. But I want to preach a little while this morning on this thought, mothers who leave a mark. Now, I thought about it after I sent that this morning, Clint. I said, I'm not talking about mamas that beat their kids. Amen. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we ought to spank our children. That's biblical. I'll put it right there. That's biblical. Amen. But mothers who leave a mark, this was something that was, when we read this story, this was something that was passed down to the third generation. It talks about the grandmama teaching the child, and then that child teaching her child. That's what we're supposed to do, amen. When we think about Mother's Day, mom, and I thought about it, and I thought about this, you know, you had a grandmother that taught the daughter, and the daughter taught the son. So mamas can raise real men.
Amen.
I believe we ought to have a father figure in the home, amen. But a mother can still raise a real man. We don't hear nothing about Timothy's father right here, but we hear about his mama and his grandmama. And Paul is talking about the faith that he has there. And today, you know, we've got mothers that can come in. We can rejoice and be thankful that your mother's still here. Some mothers are reminiscing about their mom that's already gone on to glory. And hey, if you know where they're at, they ain't lost, amen. But I want to just preach just a little while on mothers that leave a mark and how mothers give. And Mother's Day is always a kind of an emotional time, because I'm just, you know, being honest, because when you get to thinking about what all your mom and what all moms do, it'll blow your mind.
Amen.
I think we got to have dads. We need dads. But thank God for mamas.
Amen.
Amen. Because mothers, they give even when she's empty. Think about this now. Mothers keep giving and pouring out even when they think they have nothing left. And I was reading some illustration that they said Robert Ingersoll was a notorious atheist and skeptic. And in his heyday, he gave a lecture where two college students went. And as they walked down the street after the lecture, one said, well, I guess he knocked the props out under Christianity, didn't he? The other guy said, no, I don't think he did. He said, because he cannot explain my mama's faith. And until he can explain the God that my mama serves, I'm going to serve the God that my mama served. Amen. Moms keep on giving. Ryan, you think about, you're sitting beside your mother. How many sleepless nights you think she had? How many times do you think she went in there and checked on you? How many prayers went up for you? And you think about what you're going through today and everything we're facing today. Hey, there's a mama somewhere that prayed for you. There's a mama somewhere that right on going, even when she got tired, even when she couldn't go any further, even when she didn't want to do for herself, she did for you, amen.
Amen.
She sacrifices quietly. Sleepless nights. I was thinking about it this morning. As all, you know, they had the mothers for the latte and everything over there, and all the kids running around, and you know, your mind always goes back to you growing up. Wonder how many sleepless nights my mama spent. Sleepless nights, you know, when daddy's got to get up and go to work the next morning, so mama's the one that has to stay up. When that child's got a fever, guess who's still up? Guess who don't sleep a whole lot? Amen. And let's just be honest, a lot of times when, if daddy ain't feeling good, mama's still up. But she suffers, she sacrifices quietly, she carries burdens that nobody else sees. She worries over her kids, she worries over finances, she worries over spiritual issues, and you know, all that's heavy on a mom, but she's right there, amen. I'm going to be honest with you, most of our mothers are a lot stronger than our daddies.
Come on.
I know you might not want to say amen right there, but let me just go ahead and tell you, Clint, you can't do what she does. Amen. I'm just being honest. I mean, Clint, I'm going to pick on Clint. He's sitting up front. Clint's sitting here this morning, bench press probably 300 pounds, squat, all this stuff. He can't carry the load she carries. And mamas, I'm just telling you right now, I want you to understand something. If you don't think you're making a difference, you are. You are. Thank God for a mama that are standing. I was thinking about it as I was studying how many times my mama had to pray for me, how many times growing up. And, you know, I thought about it this morning as I was on my way to church, you know. And when I was 21, I joined the highway patrol. And at 23, I got shot. My mama was still praying. My mama was still. Those concerns don't never leave a mama. Some of y'all ladies know what I'm talking about. You got grown children, and you pray just as hard right now for those grown children as you ever did when they were growing up. Mamas keep on giving. I read a little story one time of a teacher that was talking to the class, and told the class, and she was talking to this one little child. She said, "All right, now your mama bakes a pie. And there's seven of you in the family. What portion of that pie are you going to get?" He said, "A six." She said, "You ain't understanding the fraction." He said, "No, you don't understand my mama. Mama say she don't want no pie." See, that's how mamas are. And you think about, Skip, every time your mama did that. And you think about every time your mama did without so you could have. I read a story one time of a young man that was born without ears. And he grew up. He got picked on a lot. When he was about 13 or 14 years old, they said, "We've got some ears. They want to do the surgery, and we're going to sew a bone, everything's going to be good." And they did, and everything was great. He looked normal, everything was great, up until the point where his mom passed away. And when he went by her coffin, she was laying there, and her hair had fell down because there was no ears to hold them up. And if we ain't careful, we take for granted all that our moms do and all that our moms give. I'm just telling you, Benji, moms give when they can't give no more. And you ought to raise them up. I'm not talking about worshiping your mama. I'm talking about honoring your mama. Mother's prayers go where mama can't. How many times has God watched over us when we were out doing some stupid stuff? Amen. When mama was praying. Thank God for a mama that was home praying while we were out doing things we had no business doing. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, had it not been for mama's prayers, the hand of protection of God on your life, when you went through some things, and let me go ahead and tell you something. When I got shot, there's not a doubt in my mind that my mama's prayers and my wife's prayers and other people's prayers were there for me. I had a grandma when I got shot. Melvin, my grandmama was still alive at the time. My grandmama was praying for me, amen? Thank God for a mama's prayers. God hears a mother's prayers, amen? I'm just going to be, I believe there's something special about a mama on her knees praying for her kids. I believe it perks up the ears of God when mamas get on their knees beside their beds at nighttime and they're praying and they're agonizing over their family. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've been praying for a lost child. God's hearing that prayer. You've been praying for a sick child. God's hearing that prayer. You've been praying for a prodigal child. God's hearing that prayer. Amen. God hears mama's prayers. And thank God that he does. How many testimonies have you heard over your life in church where it started out something like this? Thank God for mama praying. Thank God for mama praying. How many preachers do we have in pulpits today? How many presidents have we had over the years because of a mama's prayers? How many daddies are in church today because of a mama's prayers? I mean, that heathen old husband that wouldn't do right, amen, and mama prayed, mama got the kids to pray, and thank God for a mama that was a leader of a house, a spiritual leader of a house, when a daddy wouldn't stand up and do what he's supposed to, amen. Thank God for mamas that pray. God hears mama's prayers. Mama's tears are precious to the Lord. You understand that? Mama's tears are precious. I was preaching Wednesday night on discipline and punishment, and somehow or another I got on the subject, and I didn't know I was going to bring it up, and the Lord brought it back to my memory. I won't never forget when growing up, you know, my mama would spank us, and my daddy would spank us, and we'd get the fire beat out of us all the time. That's what happens when you're stupid. Amen? I'm just being honest with you. My mama knew what a spanking was. My daddy didn't. Daddy just whoop us. Amen. But I said, Brother Russ, Wednesday night as I was preaching, I won't never forget, you know, you get about 12, 13 years old. I was bigger than my mama, and mama would spank us. And, you know, mama, she figured out it didn't do no good. After a while, when I got about 13 years old, she went, wait till daddy gets home. Oh, yeah. I won't never forget it. Something happened. I don't know what it was. I don't remember what it was. Me and my brothers, I mean, mama raised four boys. Oh, my Lord. I remember mama sitting down on the couch and crying. And I'd have rather her took a baseball bat and beat me with it than for her to sit there and cry, Brother Robert. Because I knew I had broke my mama's heart. I knew that I had done something that caused her pain. Those same tears that she cried over me are some of the same kind of tears that she shed down by a bedside praying for me. And God saw that, amen? Let me tell you something, mama. You might not think that you're making a big difference. You're doing more than you'll ever know this morning. Mom, I'm talking about mothers that leave a mark. A mother's influence never leaves. How many remember things that your mom taught you as a child? How many, hey, the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. I can remember things that my mama taught me about Jesus. My mama taught me all the Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hey, my Sunday school teacher didn't teach me that. My mama taught me that. My mama told us about Jesus dying on the cross for us. Amen. My mama taught us how I wrote a song a few years ago about mama, and mama taught us how to be men. Amen. I'm just being honest. Mama did that. Daddy was working. Daddy had to work. Daddy was making a living. Daddy was providing for the family. My mamas are the one that stand in the gap. Mama's influence never leaves. Godly examples. Timothy's faith came from his mama, Eunice. Her faith came from her grandmother, Lois. Where is yours coming from? What lineage do you have? I see Brother Skip sitting there, and I've heard Brother Skip talk about his mom and dad raised him in church. Yeah. Amen. I thank God that my mom and dad raised me in church. Thank God that I have raised my kids in church. And praise the Lord today, my kids and my grandkids are in church this morning. Thank God. And I hope when the next generation comes along, Brother Robert, that they'll be in church. Amen. That, what greater thing can you say about your family history than for everybody to be in church? Your influence. I thought about it as I was studying this. My grandmama, my mama's on my mama's side, my grandmama and my granddaddy was Southern Baptist. When I say Southern, I'm talking about old time Southern Baptist. My grandmama never cut her hair. Her hair was always up in a bun. And I'll be honest with you, my grandmama looked Pentecostal. That was the look. I mean, she never wore pants. She always wore a dress whenever you went there. I mean, I remember going to my grandmama and granddaddy's house, Brother Mike, and you probably know what I'm getting ready to say about this. I remember going to grandmama and granddaddy's house, and it'd get about 5 o'clock. My granddaddy'd say, all right, y'all got to go home. We're going to church. Amen. That's the kind of heritage that I was raised in. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. A godly grandmama and a godly granddaddy. Understand something, folks. We are making a difference in our families' lives. Thank God for those two girls singing this morning in church, you know. And it's nothing that I've done. It's just because I've tried to let Jesus be the leader of my life. And thank God that we have a heritage. Amen. Lois taught Eunice. Eunice taught Timothy. And we don't know where Timothy's influence led. Think about this. We don't... I'm going to pick Gavin and Olivia. They don't know what those boys are going to be. Clint and Megan have no idea what those boys are going to be. Some of you ladies, you don't know what those, you might be raising the next president. You might be raising a governor. You might be raising a preacher. You don't know. But I'm just telling you, your influence is the one that's going to guide them for the rest of their life. I read a story about Albert Einstein. Everybody knows who Albert Einstein was. When he was little, a teacher sent a note home. Said, we can't do nothing with your son. He's dumb, and we can't do anything with him. Her mama said, well, I'll raise him, and I'll teach him. And we all know how that wound up. Let me tell you something, mamas. You've got a greater influence on those kids than anybody else in the world. And that's the thing. We've got to make sure that influence is there. We've got to make sure that influence is godly. Let me tell you something. I thank God for good schools. I thank God for great teachers. And you know, we got some teachers here this morning. I thank God for that. But that'll never take the place of a mama. Amen. And a daddy raising those kids the way they're supposed to. Amen. Talbert, you got a responsibility. Brittany's going to do most of the work, but you got a responsibility to make sure they're here. That's your responsibility. Daddy's, listen to me. It ain't mama's responsibility to make sure you're in church.
Amen.
That's your, God put you as the head of the house. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I've already told you that mama's do most of the work, but God put the head of the house. It is your job. It is your job to make sure that family's here. It is your job to do. It's your job to make sure that mama can do what she needs to do. Amen.
Amen.
Mothers have a greater influence than anybody else. The greatest thing a mama can do is lead her child to Christ. Think about it. The greatest thing a mama can do is lead her child to Christ. How many of us are pointing our children to Jesus? How many of us are pointing our kids to Jesus? As I was studying this, Abigail Adams, which was John Quincy Adams' mother, this is what John Quincy Adams said about her. He said, he described her as an angel on earth who imparted immense piety and virtue, shaping my life. He was the president of the United States. Abraham Lincoln said of his mother, all that I am or all that I hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Where would you be today without that influence? Where would you be today without a godly mother? I want you to think about something. If you're here today, and you're not saved, and you had a godly mother praying for you, those prayers are still open in heaven. Those prayers are still open in heaven. If you're here today and you are saved and you've got lost children, God's still working on those prayers. God's still working on those prayers. Let me ask you a question. What kind of influence, mamas, daddies, what kind of influence are you? We've got, with a crowd this big, no doubt we got parents here today that's not saved. What kind of influence are you going to be? I had a man come to me a few weeks ago after Preacher Terry Hines had preached for us about a month or so ago. And Preacher Terry Hines said something to this effect that, daddies, it's your responsibility to raise those children right. He says, a guy called me, Brother Tony. He said, I need to talk to you. So I got up with him and talked to him, and make a long story short, he had some things in his life. He said, I can't tell my kids how to do it right if I'm not doing it right. Amen. Mamas and daddies, how in the world are you going to tell your kids how to do it right if you're not doing it right? If you want to be the godly influence that God wants you to be, then be the godly influence. Be a Christian. Get saved. Come to church. Be faithful to God's house. Thank God for Brother Tony and Miss Nancy. Thank God for them being the godly example that they were supposed to be. Amen. And it's led to Clint and Megan. Amen. And I believe one day it's going to lead to them two boys being in church. Thank God for that. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen. What kind of influence are you? What kind of influence are you? I want you to bow your heads with me.